Unit 15. Audio 58.
Is it right that you've moved on from top-down staff appraisals to what you call 360-degree appraisals?
No, we still have the more traditional top-down appraisals, but we're introducing 360-degree appraisals as well because they have different functions.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
You have to think of 360-degree as a development tool, basically, a trigger for change, rather than a way of deciding if anyone deserves a raise.
So how does it work?
Well, in 360-degree, instead of just your boss appraising you, you have several different people giving feedback. So we hand out a feedback form to everyone you come into contact with, your manager, your colleagues, people on your team, your customers, contractors, suppliers. Obviously, it depends on the type of job and the organisation, but we try to involve as many different people as possible. And with this kind of peer rating, you end up with a more complete picture of how someone is doing in their job.
Uh-huh. And what do you ask them?
We use a feedback form with a scoring or value judgment system, asking them to comment on various different assessment criteria, job skills, abilities, attitudes, behaviour. Then you assess yourself using the same form to see how the two compare. There are two important considerations with 360-degree appraisal. First, it has to be completely confidential. That way, you get much more honest answers from people. And secondly, you need to make sure suitable counselling is available when you go through the feedback results.
So, at the moment, you don't actually use it for appraising performance?
No, it works better as a development tool. We use it as part of our overall performance management, a way of bringing about change rather than assessing performance.
Right. And does it really help change?
Yes. I had a new member on one of my teams recently. I thought he was very communicative, very open, always said what he thought, and I liked that. But when we did a 360-degree appraisal, the staff feedback was all negative, and he came over as domineering and forceful. As a result of this, he did change his behaviour and became more accepted by the team. And that's what I mean about it being different from top-down appraisals. In that example, a top-down appraisal from me would have told him to carry on speaking his mind, but it was the 360-degree feedback that made us aware of the need for change.